I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This month, activists revealed China's plans to revamp Christianity. Those plans include an infusion of communist ideals and values into the Bible, study tools, and worship music. Open Doors USA's David Curry says it's about controlling content and message.
They are trying to force out unregistered churches. Those churches that are registered, they approve sermons, these kinds of things, slowly turning up the heat and making it a Chinese church, not a Church of Jesus.
So the time to sit as bystanders is past.
I think we have to call it out. So I think it's an issue of prayer and letting people know in the global community that we're aware. Whenever Christians are persecuted, we need to stand up and let our voice be heard.
And a few years ago, Deaf Bible Society was connecting with deaf churches across the United States for scripture engagement training. But there was just one problem. It was harder than they realized to find deaf churches. J.R. Bucklew, Deaf Bible Society's president, says some information they found online hadn't been updated in years. So Deaf Bible Society created an online tool, Deaf Church Where. It lists current church information along with various levels of deaf ministry.
We've had a lot of great feedback. A lot of that people being upset that their churches weren't in the directory, which is good feedback for us because no one was telling us before where these churches were.
If you know of any churches with deaf ministries, check out deafchurchware.com and see if they're listed. If not, contact Deaf Bible Society. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. So get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.